broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
You said you've made transgressions. How would you, in your own words, describe the death?
The Pacific now is coming out where it represents a war that
I did believe. I still believe that that Senate bill is
essentially, this is just off the scale, unconstitutional for the
bleeping retarded.
That's just stuck on stupid.
World famous Phil Hendry show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. News, talk, and entertainment that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and through the looking glass we go. Coming up, states are launching lawsuits against the health care plan, plus the man who called Representative John Lewis the N-word. Coming up this hour on the world famous Phil Hendry show, 877-876-PHIL. And remember, our website is philhendryshow.com. Go on over, check out our live streaming video, check out the audio downloads that we have of each and every show. You can download it to your iPod, download it to your iPhone, download it to anything, download it to your eye. You can look at our archives. That's, I think I'll start calling them that, as a matter of fact. Our archives. We've got a huge archive of radio. As a matter of fact, the largest archive of a single radio show anywhere on the internet. The Phil Hendry Show website, one of the funniest on the internet, according to PC Magazine. Check it out, philhendryshow.com. 877-876-PHIL. Joining us on the line right now is a gentleman who, it was a very interesting sort of roundabout way in which we were going to be talking to this guy. As you know, over the weekend, it was alleged that someone had shouted the N-word at Representative John Lewis. John Lewis is a honored member of the United States House of Representatives. John Lewis is a battle-hardened veteran of the civil rights movement. He is respected by white and black members. And to hear this word shouted allegedly at him is even for opponents of the health care plan, for conservatives, for Republicans, for anybody who may be opposed to Democrats in general, even for them it was shocking to hear that this possibly happened. We have been fortunate enough to have been in touch with this gentleman, Mr. Vernon Dozier of Glendale, California, because the video is going to be released tomorrow. I don't know which network has it. It is you. You have admitted this to a couple of news agencies, Mr. Dozier, but you were not referring to John Lewis. Is that correct?
Yes, sir, that is correct. And I appreciate the opportunity to be able to explain to you and to your listening audience. I was not talking to John Lewis.
Now, before you tell us who it was you were directing this at, I want to get the setting here. You're on the steps of the Capitol, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and what was happening?
I was there. I was there with Tea Party West, a California group of people who were protesting this health care bill. We also had a couple of us had iPhones. We were watching some of the television coverage of the proceedings leading up. I mean, some of the commentary before they actually went in to take the vote and to begin to do some of the debate. And so I was on the steps when Congressman Lewis and the Speaker of the House, Ms. Pelosi, both came toward the entrance there. The portico of the Capitol building, and I was looking at Ms. Pelosi, and it had occurred to me then that she was the primary mover of this thing, which is abhorred by any American. I think it's against taxation.
All right, and you and I talked. I understand your point of view on the health care plan, but I don't want this to become an opportunity to talk about that necessarily. You have some explaining to do.
I understand. I'm not attempting to go around what we agreed on. I'm just saying that I'm giving you my
What was your feelings at the time? Is that it?
Yeah, I mean, my emotional state at the time was such. I felt outraged, as did a lot of other people. Everyone that I was with, you'd understand. I mean, there was a lot of anger in that crowd. And when I saw Pelosi, I yelled at her the N-word. I did not yell at John Lewis. John Lewis, turned out, was there. I saw him go by, but when I saw Pelosi, that's who I was angry at.
And so you using this N-word, first of all, you know, is an insulting word. You know, it's a degrading thing to call someone of color But you're saying that you used this word at Pelosi, not at John Lewis.
I did not look at John Lewis, nor did I intend to say to John Lewis the...
All right, we had to dump you because you used the word, okay?
I apologize.
All right, you can say N-word.
I did not use the N-word at John Lewis. I used it at Nancy Pelosi. I thought I was in territory. I was very angry. We're in the Tea Party. We have been muzzled. And we have been muzzled so much that we don't know what it is that we're allowed to say. There has been so much disregard for the American people. There has been so much political correctness around this. And there has been so much out-and-out lying. And I think now, with the passage of this bill, the thievery of tax money of the American people, that I felt like I had to say something that was outrageous enough that really expressed my anger. And in my heart, the word that came to my, that just came up, was the word that most people don't want you to use, you know.
Not the F word.
Not the F word is something that's just, everyone's heard that word, and all they're going to do is look at you and think that you have a filthy mouth. If you use the word that I used, people will take notice.
All right, well, then why that word, in other words, you used that word, it had no racial component at the time you used it.
None whatsoever, no, sir. None whatsoever.
It just so happened that John Lewis was walking by when you used it.
It doesn't have anything to do with John Lewis, I'm telling you. It had everything to do with Nancy Pelosi. It had everything to do with Nancy Pelosi. It had nothing to do with John Lewis. I would never use that word. I'm a teacher, Mr. Hendry. I'm an educator. I'm not one who looks upon language as a luxury. I think language is a necessity, and expressing yourself adequately is a necessity. So I picked that word very carefully. When I looked at Pelosi, I was angry, and I wanted a word that was going to express to the people around me how I felt. It had no racial love.
Well, you know as well as I do that using the N-word has a racial component.
I was going to say, it had no racial undertones.
Yeah. How can you say it had no racial undertones?
Because I used it against a white woman.
Because you used it against a white woman?
Yes, sir. It had no racial undertones if I used it against a white woman like Nancy Pelosi. So there's nothing nefarious there. It was a perfectly honest expression of anger toward a white woman.
And then why use that word at all if it has no racial undertones?
Because it got the attention of people. It when I called her and I said to people around me, a couple of people looked at me and said, Why are you doing that? Why did you call her that? And I looked at them and I said, because it got your attention. Look at you. You're looking at me. I said, the people now are looking at, you know, they understand. And
I was going to ask you, what was the reaction of the people around you? They obviously were not happy with you, huh?
A couple of them were not happy. But once I explained to them, I used the word. I just called her a N-word. And I used that word so that people will know that we're unhappy with her. And then the people that were with me, a lot of them understood what I was trying to say and agreed with me.
But the initial response of you saying N-word to Nancy Pelosi was they didn't like it.
A couple of them thought I was saying it to John Lewis. I said, no, I'm not saying it to John Lewis. I said, I'm saying it to Nancy Pelosi. And they said, why would you call her the N-word? And I said, because we need something powerful that's going to get, and the ones who were not happy that I used the N-word are really just angry because of political correctness, which I might add is just running amok in this society. If you use the N-word like I did, it's not going to be, if I use it against a white woman, it doesn't mean anything. Against a black man or a black woman, yes, it does. But against a white woman, it just means she's just lower than low.
And you think Nancy Pelosi, meaning if you use the N-word against a Nancy Pelosi, it just means she's lower than low. Lower than low in supporting this bill, this health care bill, lower than low in using your tax dollars to that extent.
Well, yeah, lower than low in that she is nothing more. Because I wanted to say you, you know, and I can't say it on your show now, but I just said you N-word, you know, you N-word. And you, I said, you are a low N-word as she walked by. And I felt good, and people looked at me, and I said, but you know what? And I looked at this one lady. She looked at me. I looked at her. I said, you know what? I feel good. I feel good. I feel better than I have in a long time. And I just called her the N-word.
Now, there are people who are not going to believe you. You know that.
Well, I don't understand why they wouldn't believe. If I'm coming on your program, and I'm going to be on the on a couple of the shows tomorrow, telling people that I'm telling the truth.
No, there's going to be a lot of people who just think you're flat-out lying. They're going to say that, no, you meant it for John Lewis. It had nothing to do with Nancy Pelosi. What are you going to say to them?
I will say to them this. Why would I use that word against a black man when I know it's going to get me beat up? It's going to get me in a lot of trouble. Why would I do that? Using it against a white woman, as bad as that is, I had a reason to use it against a white woman because she helped get this health care bill passed. So she is a, you know, I'm not going to say it, but a, you know, an N-word.
And you don't think that'll get you beat up talking that way about somebody like Nancy Pelosi? Maybe her husband would take exception?
I don't think people think in those terms. If I look at Pelosi and I go, why you, and I say the N-word, I think people look at me kind of shocked. She turned and looked at me like, I don't know, maybe she thought I was some kind of a retard. I don't know, but I said what I said. And I told the people around me I said what I said, and I'm proud of it because I didn't use it against a black person. It has nothing to do with race. But I want people to understand that I'm not the problem here. It's the disregard for the American people. It's the problem that this N-word Nancy Pelosi uses.
All right. Well, all right, Vernon Dozier joining us. So you've heard his story there, folks. He did use the N-word. It was not intended for John Lewis. It was intended for Nancy Pelosi, who was following along behind Congressman Lewis or otherwise was in the same area. And that if you use the N-word against a white woman, it's not near as bad as it is if you use it against a black guy. All right, our number here is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Mr. Dozier told me before we went on the air that the liberal media, he feels, is going to try to crucify him over this. He feels it's unfair and that there is nothing wrong with what he did and that most people recognize that saying using the N-word against a white woman is not bad, and they luckily agree with that. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show with Vernon Dozier coming up.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Vernon Dozier joins us from Glendale, California. He was in Washington this past weekend and was heard on a couple of videotapes that are going to be aired on the news channels tomorrow using the N-word. Some people thought it was toward Congressman John Lewis, who is black. Mr. Dozier is on our program tonight saying that it was actually intended for Nancy Pelosi, who was walking in the vicinity of Congressman Lewis. Now, the first word that came to your mind, Mr. Dozier, is you say that you were angry and a lot of the Tea Party people that were with you were angry. You said the N-word came to mind, even though you always intended this for Nancy Pelosi.
That is correct, yes, sir. Some people said to me that I wanted to call John Lewis, the word, but I didn't because I knew it would be wrong, and so I shifted immediately at the last second and looked at Pelosi and called her an N. I did not do that. That was never my intention. My intention all along was to call Nancy Pelosi again because I felt that she had harmed the American people with her backing of this health care bill. I felt that she was...
Now, what you said to me, I don't mean to interrupt you.
Well, I felt that she was... You have to understand, Mr. Andrew, I felt that she was corrupt.
I want to ask you, though. If calling Nancy Pelosi the N-word isn't as bad as calling a black man the N-word, then why is it bad?
It's not that it's not as bad. It means it's something different. To call a black man N is to impugn his race. To call a white woman the N is to say that she is morally corrupt, that her soul is black, the interior of the woman is black. Black is sin, and
oh, okay. So we go to black.
No. It's not about race, though, Mr. Henry. This is about moral compunction, and the degenerate nature of Pelosi makes her, in my eyes, an end. The N word, which is why I use the N word.
Would you ever call a black man the N word?
Never.
Have you ever?
No, sir. I have not.
But it happened to be a word that you would use when you saw Pelosi.
That is exactly. When I saw her, I thought of nothing. I thought of a degenerate, corrupt, morally, let me underline that word, morally blackened individual, which I still think that she is.
All right, 877-876-PHIL on the line with me is Vernon Dozier from Glendale, California, who says that he did not intend to say that to John Lewis. It was intended for Nancy Pelosi. Here is Abe in Boulder, Colorado. You're on the line here with Vernon Dozier. Sir, go ahead.
Yeah, Abe? I was just going to say, yes, Abe.
Go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
I just wanted to comment that it seems to me that if, as the congressman said, he thought very hard about what kind of word to express his feelings for Nancy Pelosi he wanted to use. Why would he not have chosen something that was more clearly an insult to a white woman? I mean, there's the B word, the C word. You could combine the two.
Right.
You know, he clearly associates the N word with blackness, and that's the only, you know, meaning that word, which is one of the oldest profane words in our any language has ever had. It means black, and it's a derogatory term. Why wouldn't he have picked one of the better shocking words to degrade a woman with?
Mr. Dozier? I think that's a good question.
Well, it's a good question, but it's not that good of a question, because I explained. I said I wanted a word that was going to get everybody's attention. And calling her a B word and a C word, that's just obscene, and it makes me sound like I hate women. I wanted a word that would go right to what I think is Pelosi's problem, which is her degenerate, morally degenerate reality. And so I just looked at her and I went, you N-word.
And so that in your mind, that word is applicable to a white woman who is morally degenerate.
That is correct, yes. Absolutely.
And yet you would never use that word toward an African-American?
I would never. I think the word, see, and this is why I say it's not that bad of a word if you use it properly. If you use it toward a white person, I think you're in the clear, because you're not going to get obviously beat up by blacks, and a white woman, she's not going to beat you up. And I don't mean that I'm
well, that's not an excuse, sir.
No, I understand that, but I'm saying, to me, she's just a moral N. She's the N word. That's all I can tell you.
All right, Abe, thanks for your call, sir. 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Let's move over to Dan. Dan is in Nashville, Tennessee. Go ahead, Dan. You're on the line here with Vernon Dozier tonight.
Hey.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Yes. I was wondering, you know, if this guy is a school teacher, you know, why use that particular word? As I mean, when I grew up in school, I had heard that word, and I grew up in a little country school way out in the sticks. I'd never seen a black person. I'd heard the phrase. I looked it up in an old Webster's dictionary, and it actually describes that term as meaning a bad person. Now, technically, you could call her that.
Right, and that's what I meant. That's what Nancy Pelosi is. She's a bad person. But I can't use that to her.
She's far below it. She's actually evil. She's an evil person. But, I mean, that doesn't... I mean, why
use something as... That's why I use that, because she's got a black... What's your name, Dan?
Dan?
Yeah, Dan, just be... I'm a school teacher, so be quiet for a minute and let me finish what I'm saying.
Well, I don't think that... Let me say that, if you don't mind, okay?
I'm sorry?
Let me conduct the conversation.
I just heard him go,
Well, I mean,
did you want to, what is that, Tourette's? Is that Tourette syndrome? You just went,
Hold on for just a minute. What's the purpose of this, Mr. Dozier?
I'm trying to get something said, and I'm listening to this man making noises.
All right, I tell you what, Dan, hold the line here for a minute, because I don't think you've been treated quite evenly. And I'd ask my guest, to allow me to conduct this. 877-876-PHIL, back with Vernon Dozier using the N-word.
Phil Hendry.
Welcome back here on the Phil Hendry Show. Mr. Vernon Dozier, an educator, and I think it's key to point that out, sir. You're an educator from Southern California. You're in Washington, and you fully admit to having used the N-word as John Lewis and Nancy Pelosi went by, but you say that you did not intend it for John Lewis. You intended it instead for Nancy Pelosi. Why should anybody believe you, considering the fact there was a black man there, John Lewis was there? We know what the N-word is about. We know it's used against black people. Why should anyone believe you?
I think it would be easy for me to say, yeah, I used that word, or I would never come out and admit having used the word. But I want to tell the truth, and there's an old saying, and I don't know if you've heard the saying or not, but it goes something like this: truth is stranger than fiction. You ever heard that before?
Yes, I've heard it before.
All right. And what does that mean?
Sir, I know what it means, okay?
All right, well, that's what I'm saying. The truth that I'm telling right now may sound stranger than fiction, but the fact is it's the truth. That when I saw Pelosi, I saw Lewis, yeah. And then I saw Pelosi.
And all right, when you saw Lewis, did the N-word come into your mind?
The N-word is going to come into a white man's mind sometime when he sees a liberal black. But I'm not.
Oh, okay. So now we're getting down to it.
No, you're not getting down to anything, Mr. Henry.
Yeah, we're getting down to the fact that you saw John Lewis and you thought, there goes an N-word, but I'm not going to say that out loud.
No, sir, I did not think that at all.
You just said to me that, of course, the N-word's going to come into your mind when you see a liberal black man.
I think at times. I'm not saying all the time. But at times, yes. There's not a white man. Hold on for just a second here. There's not a white man listening right now that when he sees a black, a liberal, a Democrat black, like Alan Keyes, I don't ever think. Well, you see a liberal black, they're not. Of course, I'm going to go, boy, look at that, you know, N. But I did not say.
Oh, of course you're going to say that, huh? Of course you are, huh? What about a liberal white man if he sees a conservative black man?
He's going to say, there goes that N.
Well, I don't do that. On issues pertaining to, for instance, social policy, I'm probably liberal. I see Alan Keyes. I don't think that.
Mr. Hendry, I've listened to your program. You can't say you're liberal or conservative. I don't think you. You probably think blacks. You probably think everybody's an N-word. You know, I don't know. And I mean that with all due respect.
I don't think that. That word never comes to my mind. I'll tell you this much. When I see a white woman that I disagree with, it doesn't come to my mind when I see a white man.
When does it come to your mind?
It comes to my mind when I hear about a guy like you using it and then claiming that it was because you saw a white woman that you disagreed with.
And I am telling you the absolute truth. It was because I saw that white woman, Nancy Pelosi, walking across that Capitol Mall. And she, look, understand something.
Well, you're telling me that you saw Nancy Pelosi walking across the Capitol Mall, and there's John Lewis. And you thought, there's John Lewis, N-word, but you decided to use it against Pelosi.
I was never going to use it against John Lewis.
All right, our number here, folks, is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. We're talking here with Mr. Vernon Dozier, who was there in Washington. He does admit, and you probably have heard the news stories, that somebody yelled the N-word out as John Lewis was going by on his way into the Capitol building. Nancy Pelosi was going by. Mr. Dozier admits that it was him, but the N-word was not intended for John Lewis. It was intended for Nancy Pelosi. And I think it's a fair question, sir, to ask my audience whether they believe you or not, because I'm having a hard time.
Well, Mr. Hendry, you can come out and say you don't believe me if you don't believe me.
I'm having a hard time, I'll tell you that much. I'm having a very difficult time understanding how it was that the N-word came to mind when you saw Nancy Pelosi and then you used it, not wanting to offend John Lewis.
I already admitted to you, sir, like I think a lot of men that are listening right now. And
why not women?
women don't use that word. You know it as well as I do. Women don't look at a black man and say, there goes an N. If they do, they only do it with other women. They don't do it in mixed company. I think white men will do it in mixed company. White women will generally refer to each other as the N-word because white women identify in some ways with the underclass. The fact of the matter is that a black man, when he walks by a white man, if he's a liberal, a white man will probably think, "There, look at that, man, there goes another N, you know." But you're not going to say anything. Then when I saw Pelosi go by, that's when I said, "Why you?" And I said,
"Well, what you said? Why you?" N word.
Yeah, I yelled it out. I said, "Hey, look at." I said something along the lines of, "How about that? Look at that N word."
Were you pointing at her?
I don't recall, sir.
And it was when Pelosi went by.
Yes, sir, it was.
And the people around you didn't believe you, did they?
I wouldn't say that. I told them. They said, "Why would you say that?" I said, "Hey, look at that. See, now you people notice me, don't you?" And
you people notice me?
No, it wasn't about me. I'm saying what I said.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call here on a world-famous Phil Hendry show. Didn't we just talk to you, Josh?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, sure. It's nice to have you with us. Josh in Albuquerque. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I was just, this guy seems to have no integrity. And if he's an educator...
I'm being very honest, sir. I'm being very honest.
If he was going to call a colleague the N-word, do you think that you would be reprimanded?
If it was a white woman, I don't think, or a white man...
Like a co-worker.
Why are they going to reprimand me?
Well, because I'm sure there's rules about language in school.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. But calling a white man the N-word...
You probably
means something
teach
complete.
History, so what do you teach?
I beg
or
your pardon?
Are you in administration?
No, sir. I teach math and science. I teach health and science. And I'm also a varsity football coach. But what
that
has to do with anything, I can tell
I'm just wondering if... Say you called one of your students an N-word. Do you think their parents
would
get mad?
I would never call a black student that.
Well, would you call a white student that?
If it was appropriate, yeah. If I found a...
If you had a white student who was what?
If I had a moral degenerate of a white student whose very soul was a black thing, why wouldn't that be appropriate? Of course I would.
I'm just curious, Mr. Dozier. What high school student, what child under the age of 18 has a blackened soul?
Here we go. I don't have time to argue the liberal politics.
No, I'm curious. But anyway, I interrupted my caller. Go ahead, Josh.
Yeah, like what you said, like I'm a white man, but when I see a black man, I don't think the N-word. And
when you see a liberal, when you see a liberal black man, do you think the N-word?
No.
When you see a conservative black man, do you think the N-word then? I don't know if you're liberal or conservative.
I see a black man.
Well, I don't know where you're from, but...
Mr. Dozier, I don't recognize what you're saying either. You're saying when you see a liberal black man, it's natural for a white man to think N-word?
Mr. Hendry, I don't know where you've been or what you've done with your life or this gentleman either. But I can assure you...
No, you can't assure me anything. I've been around white men my whole life. I've traveled all over this country. I've never heard such a thing. Josh, thanks so much for your call, though, sir. I appreciate it. 877-876-PHIL. It's Judy now in the Bronx in New York. Hi, Judy. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Phil. I'd like to respond
yes, ma'am.
To that man. He is nothing more than a Ku Klux Klan pretending to be a Tea Partier. That's all
that is wrong.
That is the truth. That is
absolutely
what he did. He's a racist, and he cannot even tell you the truth. The man looks at a white woman and said,
"Yes, ma'am."
What is he telling us? That he's colorblind?
No, ma'am. I said that I would
colorblind?
Only use that word.
That
am I color?
Even makes sense. A 6-year-old could tell you that does not make sense. What you're saying is a lie.
Wait a minute. It makes perfect sense.
You to be honest. You are a liar.
If I was lying, if I was lying, if I was lying, if I was lying, I would say.
You are lying. You are a racist. That's what you are.
Ma'am,
you are not only lying, you're uncivilized. You are uncivilized.
The only person
because
who used that word
nobody
is you. You're the only one who's used that word in this conversation.
Well, hold on for a minute.
Judy,
it's Phil. I want to ask you, this is Phil, I just would like to ask you not to use that word. We know the word that we're using here. We know the word we're talking about, so please don't.
That word is so offensive, but you didn't tell him not
it
to
is.
Use it, did you?
No, ma'am, don't. I'm asking you. This is. I'm asking you. Ma'am, don't use the word again, or I'm going to dump. He hasn't used it. He's using N-word. He's using the N-word. He's saying the phrase N-word, and I'd ask you to do the same thing,
fine.
Please.
Okay, fine. Then I'll say N-word.
All right. Now, let me get back to Vernon.
She's the only one that's used that word. And you know why? Because she's used it against a white man, me.
No, she hasn't.
Well, guess what? Guess what? I'm half Indian and half black. So explain that one to me. My mother is black and my father is Indian. Explain to me why I've used that word.
I've heard that one before. That's a load of hooey, this half Indian thing. You mean Indian like
Geronimo? I'm not talking about Native American Indian. I'm talking about India in Asia. Let's get it clear. Let's be clear here with our
All right, okay. I would say that the Indian people, you know as well as I do, they're
disrespectful person.
Those people
they're
very dark.
And you've been given an opportunity to come clean and you still can't come clean. That's the sad thing about you.
So let me ask this question.
Problem.
Are
you
not?
Your disease is denial.
Ma'am, Nancy Pelosi is the N-word.
You did not say you were wrong, did you? You still did
not,
say you were wrong.
Because
did you say you were wrong?
I'm not. No, I'm not wrong.
So it was okay what
wrong.
You did then?
But then you're not half Indian. You're not half Indian.
Okay. So what you're saying
you're not,
is what you did
you lied
okay.
about being an Indian.
So well, how do you know she's lying about being...
This lady, she claims to be an Indian.
And I say, and I call somebody, and I call him a Ku Klux Klan. That's okay then. That's what you're saying. That's the new standard.
Who
that is the
about?
New standard. That is the new
if you wouldn't call
standard.
Pelosi,
Pelosi.
If you say that Pelosi's plan, you'd be right.
Whoa. All right, look, I got to hang up on this lady. I asked you not to do it. I'm trying to, you know, I'm just trying to keep myself. We're trying to, I'm trying to hold on to my license, to be honest with you.
Wait a minute. You just let that lady.
I asked her not to use the word. She used it again. We dumped it, I hope, anyway. But that does not get you off the hook, because the lady was very upset asking you the question. Why don't you be honest? You wanted to call John Lewis the N-word.
I did not. If I wanted to call him that, I would have called him that.
You said that when you saw him, you thought N-word.
I saw him and I thought, well, will you look at the, you know. At
no, I don't know. No, I don't know.
He was walking along and I said, check, you know. And this is in my mind, though. This is all in my mind. And then when I saw Pelosi, I saw my opening. And that's when I said, well, look at that. I forget how I said it.
You saw your opening how?
That the word was applicable, Mr. Henry. The word was applicable. That her soul was corrupted. And that if there had been a female Dorian Gray, Nancy Pelosi, if you set fire to a photograph of Nancy Pelosi, I guarantee she's going to look like she's been in a fire. And
all right, 877-876, Phil. That is just as frightening a line of thinking as I've ever heard in my life. So this man claims, yes, he did use the N-word, but it wasn't for John Lewis. It was for Nancy Pelosi. And why? Because the word was applicable for Nancy Pelosi. And why is that? Because her soul is black and corrupt. And now he's telling me that she's the female version of Dorian Gray. 877-876-PHIL. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show, back with Vernon Dozier, the man on the steps of the Capitol building who hurled the invective, has been unveiled. We'll be back on the world-famous Phil Henry Show with him.
Phil Henry.
Our number 877-876-PHIL in the final segment here with Vernon Dozier. We're talking with him about the use of his use of the N-word on the steps of the Capitol building this weekend. And this videotape, I guess, will be out and released tomorrow, Mr. Dozier. But you were talking, you say you were using that word toward Nancy Pelosi. Now, you can hear the misunderstanding. Do you think you would ever do this again?
The misunderstanding, Mr. Ed, because people don't understand what it is I'm trying to do doesn't mean that I should stop doing it. When I saw her, I made a momentary judgment call. My feeling was, boy, is she ever an N-word? And then I was thinking, okay, let me just judge this. Is this a yes? Is this a no? Is this going to hurt me? And I thought, you know what? She's white. Let's go with it. And that's when I said, boy, you miserable N-word.
And this is a commentary on her morality.
Yes. Absolutely. Moral, just as black. And I can't even express how degenerated she is. Again, I can only think of the portrait of Dorian Gray. And if somebody set fire to a portrait of Nancy Pelosi, then she would immediately take on, like if you ever seen Dracula after they put a stake in him. Have you ever seen that, Mr. Andrew?
Yes, I have, sir. I understand what you're saying. 877-876-PHIL. Let me go over to Misty in San Francisco tonight. Misty, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Vernon Dozier. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Phil.
Yes.
This guy is pretty unbelievable. I don't know who this guy is, but I'm sensing that he's mentally ill. Because nobody... I'm talking, sir. Nobody that I know...
Well, ma'am, you can't call me mentally ill and say I'm talking, sir. I'm a high school teacher.
I'm still talking.
Okay.
Still.
And insulting me, too.
Let the lady talk, because you've been talking enough, Mr. Dozier.
Basically, nobody in their right mind, never in my entire life has the N-word entered my mind to call someone that, ever.
Oh, boy, is that ever dishonest?
You say that's dishonest. Why do you call her dishonest?
She knows as well as I do. If she's white, she's wanted to throw that a couple times at a gardener or somebody was doing her nails wrong or something.
Sir, you are mentally ill, and that has never entered my mind. Nor
why am I mentally ill?
Other people's mind. Because you try to talk logical. I can detect that you have a disorder. You try to talk logical, and you try to sound that you're all smooth, but you keep you're a hypocrite, and you're contradicting yourself.
Well, being a hypocrite, and being mentally ill are two different things, ma'am. If you think that I am somehow I'm conflicted logically or morally,
You've got a lot of issues. You've got a number of disorders. That last lady that called was correct, and obviously
she was using the N-word more than me.
Well, because
and, ma'am,
she was. Yeah, because
for you to say that you've never used the N-word, for you to say that you've never wanted to use the N-word, I think that's dishonest and hypocritical.
Well,
tell me there hasn't been a little Indian woman speaking to Indians.
You know why you think that's dishonest? Because you believe in it so strongly, you can't help but think it.
That's a good point. You are
a racist, and you are a part of the Klan, probably.
You've never used that word against someone who's been doing your nails. You never did that. You never called a little Indian girl doing your toenails the N-word.
What are you talking about?
She knows it's true.
In my life, never. Do anyone I even know has ever used that word? You're out of line, and you're spilling your guts right now on national radio. Everybody knows the truth. Sir, you are really...
How is it, Mr. Dozier, just because it's a normal thing for you to call Nancy Pelosi or somebody who is morally degenerate...
No, but I'm very fascinated for a woman to call this show, a white woman, to say that she never considered calling a cleaning woman or a maid in a hotel the N-word. Never. I find that very hard to believe.
Why was that hard to believe that human beings want to treat each other with a little bit of dignity?
We shouldn't even be giving this guy the airtime. This guy is a racist pig. I will pray for you. I will pray
you. Just call me a pig. That's racist to call me a pig.
No,
how's that racist?
I'm stating a fact. It's not a personal judgment against you. I'll pray for your soul, sir. The degenerate that we're dealing with, is you. But you know what? God has forgiveness for people that hate. And that's okay if down deep you hate people, because God will forgive.
I don't hate anybody.
Forgiveness.
You say it's accurate to call me a pig. Why isn't it accurate to call Nancy Pelosi an N? That's
I'm
accurate.
I'm calling you a pig. I'm calling you a racist.
Well, you just did call me a pig, though.
You
said that was accurate.
All right, I'm calling you a pig.
Mr. Hendry,
Bill will call you a pig.
This woman, Mr. Hendry, you know as well as I do, this woman's
got
a...
You are,
she's
are
run
you,
through
are
at least...
Are you somebody that just... what is your job, sir? I don't know anything about you. Are you just...
I'm a high school teacher. I was in Washington, D.C. When I saw Congressman Lewis and I saw Speaker Pelosi coming up on the Capitol steps, I looked at Pelosi and I said, look at that N, and that's when I yelled it out. I said,
why,
you're a lousy N-word.
Why would that enter your mind, or why would a cleaning lady, why would that enter your mind? I'd be grateful for the lady that cleaned my room.
I'm asking you, you're telling me there hasn't been at least one nanny in your life that you didn't say, get out of here, you N.
Never.
Oh, boy, you really,
life.
Man.
Are you kidding me?
Man.
Sir, you are nuts.
Come on.
You are nuts.
Mr. Andrew, you buying that? You know this woman's run through nannies like you and I change socks. And
What is all of a sudden she's got nannies and maids and stuff?
You know
what is with you?
You know what? This guy's mentally ill, straight up.
Yeah. I'm mentally ill.
I can read somebody's soul, okay? And I know what this guy is. This guy's got mental disorders,
yeah.
And that's...
You can read
a lot
my
of
soul.
People, a lot of people...
You can read my soul.
Yeah, I have...
You can read my soul.
I have the spirit of discernment, and I can tell what your manipulations are about. Yes, I can.
Do you know that right now I'm aroused by you? No, you don't, do you? So you're not that discerning.
Phil Hendry.